just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, you might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, home of Share the Harvest. What are you doing to support and protect conservation? Join today at confedmo.org. RTP Outdoors, home of Genesis No-Till Drill, Hunting Blinds, and UTVs. RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready for rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray Eye.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to the Bunker, Mossberg Studios. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye, by the campfire, with a cup of coffee with Peanut, the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, Kevy Kev, on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Guys, I didn't have to fight the snow on the way in. That was wonderful.
I did see a deer, but it was on Ballast Road today.
At least you didn't hit a deer this morning. Good to see you again, Matty G.
Hey, it's great seeing you 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, I don't know how to act.
Live and in person.
Oh, my goodness. Another big weekend. Boy, we're almost done with January already, isn't it? Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. On this week's show, got a great, great show lineup for you. We're going to run down and visit with our great friend at Devil's Backbone Outfitters down in the Ozarks, Joe Hollenshed. We're going to visit with Joe about what he has to offer. I wanted to get him on here the last of January, so you have an opportunity to visit with him about if you want a quality, fun, down in the Ozarks, old-style turkey hunt, this is your guy in beautiful country. Do a little fishing down there. Great, great facility, great ground, great place, and great people. Also, we're going to go back out and grab my old friend. And I say that with due respect because we're both old.
Mature.
Mature? Is that what it is?
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about?
Not yet.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. Vogler Vogler, I have no idea what I'm going to
do with me.
Babe Winkleman, we're going to talk to the babe. What's wrong with you?
I completely forgot.
How did you forget that? No show prep again this week, huh? Yeah.
Of course.
And we're going to go out really early, 4 hour time difference, and call my brother John Sabati in Hawaii and talk to him. He's going on a turkey hunt this morning, a fall turkey hunt, but it's going to be cold. It's like unbelievable cold temperatures out there. He thinks when he gets up to the altitude where he's going to be hunting, it's going to be just a little over 30 degrees. He'll never make it. He won't get out of the truck. He'll have the heater running.
That's just amazing to have that many climate changes.
Yeah, from the beach up to, you know, from
freezing.
Sea level up to, you know, Mount Mauna Kea up to 10,000 feet. We'll talk to John about that. So, Vogler Vogler, you got anything for me this morning?
Yes, I do.
You do, yeah.
In the Missouri Department of Conservation.
In the microphone.
In the Missouri Department of Conservation, more than 9,300 feral hogs were eliminated from the state of Missouri in 2018. That goes from January through December 2008, the final number is 9,365 hogs removed from the state's landscape. by the Missouri Department of Conservation's agency and private landowners. In 2017, 6,000 were able to be removed.
Thank you.
They've got a new system now, and it's trapping them and then exterminating.
And they're taking them from the air.
Yes.
Helicopter. The trapping thing hasn't worked real well. You need to get updated on your report. These were aerial hogs.
Those were all aerial hogs? Ooh, yeah. Dividing the area.
And he's doing the news, Matt.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah.
And again,
MDC reminds anglers to properly discard used fishing line.
Okay. What else you got?
That's what I said. They ask you to please remember to discard your fishing line. Trout harvest begins February 1st. The Missouri Department of Conservation has put a lot of trout in area lakes. And February 1st, you can start harvesting those
trout.
Can't
believe it's almost February. I'll be down in Nashville, Tennessee. Coming up, I have my seminar, Calling is Everything. Back on Saturday morning, my 43rd convention for the National Wild Turkey Federation. Doing seminars there since the early 80s. And by popular demand, actually, I was going to go to Florida and see my grandkids, and this I was going to retire. And the response from the turkey hunters and the Turkey Federation membership wanting me to return and present my program at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning was overwhelming. I had no choice. I have to go back.
That's excellent, because people learn from you. Hey, there's anybody sees one of your seminars.
Wait till they see this one. This one's going to be the grand finale. They're not going to believe what I put together for this one. We're going to rock. It's going to be unreal. They're going to be walking out there shaking their heads when I get done with them.
That's excellent. Missouri Department of Conservation has teachers.
I want that as a drop. I'm clipping that. Yes.
That's excellent.
He really sucks.
Yeah, I do.
All these years and he still sucks.
He's hosting training.
You know who I'm talking about, Bunker? No. I mean, it's only been on Facebook since yesterday. It's in his show prep, you know. He's on the schedule. He's on the show schedule. He's on the computer, and he doesn't even know the man's name. Babe Winkleman, are you kidding me?
I've had a different Friday.
I don't want to hear about your Friday. Eat another muffin, you muffin thief.
I've had a different Friday. That was
I had a different Friday. My mind is still being unique, you know?
Well, hopefully I'm going to get somebody to talk about the SHOT Show. I did not go to the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and I don't really care for Las Vegas anyway. But we had a lot of great friends out there, and we're going to talk about, hopefully next week, all the new great products and things that for the outdoors, for shooting and hunting and the outdoors that was at the SHOT Show. I got to find me a roving reporter. There's a lot of them out there, and try to get that put together, because I think that's important to bring that out to the listeners. Like, they don't get a chance to go see an industry show like that and see all the new products and great things to help them in the outdoors. So that'll be fun.
Do you remember when Slayton White used to do the ridiculous ones they saw?
Yeah. Oh, that was great. That was good stuff.
His favorite was the bumper dumper.
Yeah. Yeah. A toilet on the back of your truck. Whatever happened to going to the patch of weeds? I mean, you know, come on. You got one more thing for me?
Let me go down this list here.
Yeah.
Last week? Okay. No. Missouri hosts training for teachers February 14th in West Plains. Teachers of grades kindergarten through fifth will learn how to bring nature into the classroom.
Nature into the classroom. That's pretty exciting, Volgrad. You worked late night on that, putting
University
that together?
University campus of West Plains, February 14th on Valentine's Day. Nature Unfolds for the teachers of grade K through 2
from
8 to 12:30, and Nature Unleashes specific teachers to 3
as soon as
Vogelbacher
starts talking, Peanut goes to sleep. You notice that? That's
if
every
you
week.
Ever have that issue at home, you need to just go to the podcast.
Put on the Vogelbacher if Peanut won't go to sleep. You know? Yeah, you're right. True.
Play.
Uh-oh. Anything else, Vogel, before
we
go to commercial break?
I'm done.
Yeah, I hope so.
I am. All right, boys and girls. Stick a fork in it, I'm done. You know?
Oh, boy. Something. I cannot believe. This is our last weekend in January. We're going to start February. It won't be too long. We'll be turkey hunting. It'll be time, again, to go back to the turkey woods. And with that, we're going to take us a break. We need to try to pay some bills. And please support our great sponsors of this program. It's why we're here every week, right, Vogelbacher?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why we're here.
He finally agreed to something. And with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.
For generations, Mossberg Long Guns have delivered. But hello, everyone. This is Ray I. Season after season in bird feed.